Please open your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter number 6 this morning. I heard, I didn't hear, but this morning I was freezing. My goodness. I thought Brisbane was cold, and then we drove down here, and then the further we drove, the more we cranked up the heat in the car, and every morning we wake up, oh my goodness, it's freezing, and I'm looking for gloves and socks, and I thought my ears were going to snap off, and we come from the islands, everything is humid, and everything is hot, and you just get used to you get acclimatized to this kind of weather. But when you come to a country where there's four seasons like you have here, I don't know about it's beautiful to have four seasons, amen. But I don't know about this time of the year. I'd rather have the air conditioning than the cold, because you can control the air conditioner, amen. But this cold, you just can't control it. It just comes. And I heard this morning, too, it was -1 in Canberra. I don't know about you, but with the latest developments, I don't want to be there anyways. No wonder their heart's cold over there. Amen? Well, I don't know if I should say that or not, but there you go. I just said it, but thank the Lord that we are here in church, where our hearts are warm for the gospel ministry. Amen? We can come here to a church like Metropolitan and be able to be encouraged and be able to go into the cold world out there and be able to still see the joy of the Lord. People, you know, it's funny. If you've been around, you go and work and you go and do the things that you do on a daily basis, people come up to you and say, they wonder sometimes how you still have the joy of the Lord in your heart. Amen? And you just thank the Lord that you have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and be able to tell others about the Lord and tell others about it. And I really enjoy coming to church this morning and lifting up a hymnal. Amen? That's still church. Amen? I like hymnals, and I just enjoy holding a hymnal in my hand. I think last time I held a hymnal was back when I was in Fiji about 2 weeks ago. And I got up this morning and I said to the other guys, hey, a hymnal, amen? We can sing with a hymnal in our hand. And that's what I like. I appreciate your ministry and your church and Pastor Mario and what God is doing here in this big city of Sydney. I mean, you've got a mission field to accomplish, and what a joy it is to be back. And I still remember the first time I was here about 2 or 3 years ago, and I talked about doubling your faith promise. How many of you remember that? Doubling your faith promise, amen? Vodafone in Fiji, they always come up with doubling your caps or doubling your time or something like that. And I thank the Lord that God is using you to reach the gospel ministry around the world, reaching the world for Christ, and appreciate your heart for God. Nehemiah chapter 6 this morning. Now it came to pass in verse number 1, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies, by the way, when you are doing work for God, there will be enemies around you. There will be enemies that you will come about. They heard that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. Then Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, by the way, your enemies as well, they won't come directly to you. They'll send it to you by a messenger. They don't have enough guts to face you in the face. Amen? They will not have enough guts to come to you and tell you, brother, I've got to talk to you about something. They don't have that guts. They don't have the ability to face you in the face. They'll either send it to you by text message or by email. But the email has been through around 1,000 times before it got to you. They will send it to you through a little note. That somebody said this about you, and somebody said this and that, and that you're the 10th person that gets the note, and you know who your enemy is. Amen? That's what they did. Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me. They didn't come directly to Nehemiah. Where was Nehemiah? He was on the wall, building the wall. And I want to encourage you this morning, before we get into our text this morning, I want to remind us this morning the dangers of leaving our post. The dangers of leaving our post. I heard this morning you are going into your school holidays. Amen? Some of you are thinking about vacation already. Some of you are budgeting about going out of town already. But I want you to know, don't you ever leave your post. Don't you ever leave your post of serving God. Don't you ever leave your post of being a faithful tithe giver and a missions giver to your church. Some of us, we go on vacation and there goes the tithe check. You know, some of us go on vacation and there goes the missions check. You don't think about these two major things until you come back on vacation. Don't you ever leave your post. Amen? If you go on vacation, send your tithe and your check back to the church. Hello. Amen? Before you spend it all. In verse number 2, then Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono. They will not come to you, like I said, they will not come to your place and address you what they have to say, but they thought to do me mischief. Enemies are always funny. Amen? They want to discourage you, they want to get you off the wall, they don't want to get you off the post. And I send messengers unto them, saying, okay, you want to send me a messenger, enemy? I'll send you another messenger. How does it go? Amen? And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work. You, as a child of God, you are doing a great work in Metropolitan Baptist Church. You are doing a great work as a church member here, so that I cannot come down. By the way, your enemies will always want you to come down where they are. They're already down there. They're always trying to discourage you. They're always trying to distract you from what you're doing. They're trying to distract your zeal. They're trying to distract what you're doing for God. They're trying to discourage you in your walk with God, and they will always want to pull you down. I enjoyed the Bible reading this morning about Jonah. Amen? When God called him to Nineveh to preach the word of God, he ran away and started going down. In the boat, he went down and found a comfortable place. From the boat, the storms came in and they threw him overboard. And then when they threw him overboard, he didn't float on the ocean. Amen? He went down into the waters. And then he attended by force the Wales Baptist Bible College. Amen? He didn't have a choice about that. He went to Wales Baptist Bible College, and after so many trials and so many difficulties and all the weeds and everything, I don't know about you, but if you just voluntarily go to Bible college, that's a blessing. Amen? But when you get forced to, I mean, you get smelly and you get all the weeds and all the vomit around you and all the stuff, it's all the acids. Oh, I don't want to be around you. Amen? But he finally graduated on the beach. Amen? Finally graduated on the beach, like we read this morning. And then he started figuring where he wanted, God wanted him to go. And so that he, and the Bible says in Nehemiah, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I live it and come down to you? I'd like to encourage you this morning on 6 things. The dangers of leaving your post. We are all God's servants. Amen? We are all doing the work of God. If you are a church member at Metropolitan Baptist Church, you have a job to do. You are working in an assembly line. How many of you know what an assembly line is? Work in a factory, work in a car, manufacturing plant, whatever you're doing in an assembly line, you've got a job to do. You've got to put that bread, you've got to put in that left door to that car. Imagine that's your job. So all day long, you're putting in that what? That left door to that car. You probably work for what the car companies they got here. All kinds of cars I see down the road. But your job is to put that left door. And your job is to make sure that that door is fitted in all day long, 5 days a week. But what happens if you say, you know what, I'm tired of doing this thing. I'm just going to skip a car. Well, when the final car comes out at the end of the line, a nice, beautiful car, but who wants to drive a car without a door on the left? Amen? Who wants to buy a car, or even before it reaches the customer, your boss is going to come out and say, what's wrong with the car? And who are they going to look for? The person that's fitting in the left door to the car. And then they come to find out, hey, brother so-and-so, his job is supposed to put in that left door to that car. What happened? Well, I just thought of, you know, I do this. I've been doing this for the last 25 years. I just thought I'd stop. And your manager will say, okay, if you decide you want to stop, then let me give you a stop coming to work letter. Amen? And then you don't have a job. You don't have an income. Amen? You don't have a place of responsibility. We have a responsibility to do. Our job is to be able to tell others about Jesus Christ. Our job, well, I've been doing it for the last 35 years. Who cares? Nobody listens to me anymore. No, your job is to tell somebody about Jesus Christ, whether it's 25 years or it's been 5 years, whatever the case may be, you are on an assembly line. You are doing the work of God that you're supposed to do. Well, I don't really tell people about Jesus. I just vacuum the church. You are in an assembly line. Amen? Well, I don't vacuum the church. I really don't know what I do. Well, I close the blinds in church after every service. That is a job on the assembly line. I boil the tea for Sunday school. That's not really a work. That's not really a ministry. You are on an assembly line. Amen. I play the instruments on the orchestra. By the way, doesn't the orchestra sound great? I mean, good night. And these two guys, brothers that are playing up here, I'm jealous for piano players. Amen. That's one of the gifts I always ask the Lord. If you give me a miracle, let me sit on a grand piano and play. I don't want to learn the music. Amen. I just want to sit there and people go, whoa, is that Navi Mola? Wow. But I think they've done a good job. Each and every one of us have a responsibility to do. I've got to get quick. Number one, the longer you stay, the more success you're going to be. Amen? Nehemiah stayed on the wall. Let me encourage you, parents. I know that you are on holiday mood now. Stay at it. Amen? Stay at being faithful to the work that God's called you to do in raising up your children and be able to make sure that they're in church. I have a whole different respect for mothers now than I used to. Amen? Mothers have a great responsibility. My wife, she does a tremendous job with my children and with our children. And praise the Lord for her. And the same goes for you mothers. You have a responsibility to do to make sure that those children grow up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen? Well, my husband just doesn't help. You know, husbands, they just want to come home and eat. Amen? I mean, they just want to get that food. And once they're happy with the food, then, okay, what else can I do, honey? Amen? But, husbands, you be a leader and where God wants you to be. Stay at your post and don't forget that you've got a family to look after. You've got a church to be faithful in. And don't get off the wall. Amen? Just stay at where you are. I don't know about you, but is there Nintendos around here? You guys play Nintendos, race cars, stuff like that. But don't use the reset button all the time. You keep racing at that race. Amen? You know, a lot of us, I don't know about you, but I was playing with my pastor's son when I was in America during college, and he used to be so smart. He said, I'm from the islands. The only thing I know is climb a coconut tree. Amen? I've never touched a computer, a remote, anything like that. But once I was playing with him, he used to win all the time. But he didn't realize I was always behind his tail. How you come you're always behind my tail? Because whenever I died or crashed, I always pressed the reset button. Some of us Christians are smart at doing that. Amen? Don't keep pressing the reset button. You keep at that race where God wants you to be. You keep fighting that fight. You stay on that wall. The longer you stay, the more success you're going to be. Number two, if you work hard, you will be blessed. Amen? If you work hard, you will be blessed. Nehemiah chapter 4, in verse number 6. Nehemiah was able to be a leader of people. He was able to build the wall. The Bible says in verse 6 of chapter 4 of the book of Nehemiah, so build we the wall. I want you to know that we are all in this together. It's not just Pastor Mario's job to grow the church. We are building it together. We are building the church together. We are building the wall together. And all the wall was joined together unto them half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. You've got this work together, folks. You've got to support that missionaries together. Amen? Well, what's $50 a week going to do? It's not going to last. It will last if you work together. Your $50 with somebody else's $100, or somebody else's $75, or somebody else's $5. If you work together, you will be able to accomplish the work that you've been tasked with. The harder you work, the more blessed you're going to be. Number three, you must step out by faith. When was the last time you stepped out by faith? Nehemiah, when he saw the wall broken down, he came to the king and asked the king, but listen, before he came to the king, he went to the King of Kings first. Amen? He went to the Lord of Lords first. He was able to bring that burden before God. And the Bible says in the earlier chapters of Nehemiah that he fasted and he prayed 7 days and cried his eyes out. Oh, what a burden we should have in order to step out by faith. What was the last step of faith that you took? When was something you decided that you're going to do the uncomfortable? Have you ever been there? Lord, you know, this is so uncomfortable. It sounds so uncomfortable. You know, I'm in a most uncomfortable position. I want you, Lord, to help me. And I've given my tithe and I've given my faith promise missions. I want you to provide for the rest of my life, for the rest of this week. You step out by faith. Number four, there are some choices you make you cannot go back. Amen? Because people want to see your faithfulness. You know, people are looking at you. You don't probably realize the people that are looking up at you in this church. Well, you know, I've just been here 2 years. Who looks up at me? Somebody is looking up to you. Amen? Somebody is looking up to you. Some choices you make, you cannot go back. Choose your own choices. Wisdom is the principal thing, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs. And James says, to those of you that lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Wisdom is such a beautiful thing. You read through the book of Proverbs, so much wisdom in there. Amen? Some choices you make, you cannot go back. You cannot keep changing things. You cannot keep changing the decisions that you've made. Why? Because people will say, you know what, that guy, I don't know about him. What happened? Well, he said that he was going to do this, and now he's doing something else. And then he came up and he said that he was going to do this again, and now he's doing something else. And, you know, that reminds me of a double-minded man who's unstable in all his ways. People will see your double-mindedness, and you will not be a leader of people. Amen? I want you to know, wherever there's a group of people, a leader will rise to the top. And you need to be that leader. You may be a Sunday school teacher. If you're a Sunday school teacher and come to find out, I didn't realize all the study that I have to do. And I'm just going to quit. I hate studying. There are choices you make you cannot go back on. Amen? Well, then what are you supposed to do? Keep teaching the Sunday school class. Amen? I don't know. I made a commitment to go out soul winning every Saturday. And I didn't realize that, you know, I got to go play my soccer or I have my coffee at the coffee shop every 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. It coincides with my soul winning. Well, what's more important to you? Drinking your coffee or telling people about Jesus Christ? I made that choice. Well, you cannot go back on. You just have to keep at it.
Amen?
Number five, you must not lose your reasoning. You must not lose your reasoning. Nehemiah finished the wall in 52 days. Wow. What an accomplishment. He did that because he was able to reason out what he was doing. And in Nehemiah chapter 1, in verse number 3 and 4, the Bible says, "And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity days in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned 7 days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven." That was the whole reason why Nehemiah kept doing what he was doing, because he had a mind to work with the people and he did not lose his reasoning. Amen? Don't lose your reasoning. Why do you love God? Because Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. And I thank God for what he did on the cross at Calvary. Number six, we'll be done this morning. Don't let the critics discourage you. The critics. Tobiah, Nehemiah, and Geshem. Amen? I told my wife, if we happen to, Lord willing, have a son, I'm not calling my son any of these three names. Amen? Because they were so discouragement to Nehemiah. I don't want to be hearing across the wall at the house, Sanballat, where are you? Or Tobiah? No. I want a name encouraging. Amen? I want a name that will be able to bring me comfort and joy. I don't want to have a name like a person that discouraged them. There will be critics that will discourage you. There will be people that will want to pull you down. There will be people that will want to kick you from behind while you're doing the work of God. My preacher always said, if people are kicking you from behind, then at least you know you're out in front. Amen? Amen? I think I like that. We need to be continuing doing the work of God. Keep at your post, folks. Don't come down to where the critics are. Don't get off that wall. Bring me more plaster up here. Throw me more bricks. Hurry up. We've got to get this wall built. God's given me this burden to do the work. And give me more plaster. Give me more mud. Give me. What do you want? Meeting? Hold on. Give me more plaster. Give me more bricks. I want to continue building the wall. Say no to the critics. Don't listen to them. Amen? Stay on that post that God's given you. Stay up on that scaffolding. Don't look down. I don't know about you, but I look down every time I go up a tower. Whew! I'm scared of heights. I think God gave me a purpose for that, not to even look down. Now I understand where Nehemiah was. Don't look down. Amen? Keep looking up. Put more mud and plaster on it. Put more bricks. Get that wall finished. And don't ever get off the wall. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that you have encouraged us this morning to stay on the wall, to keep at our post, keep doing the work of God and keeping on the fight of the gospel. Help us not to listen to critics. Help us not to listen to our enemies. And help us to continue on doing what we're supposed to do. Help us to be faithful church members. Help us to tithe faithfully and give to missions. And give to the other things that we need in the gospel ministry at Metropolitan Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord, for what you will do. Help us to be soul winners. Help us to keep telling people about Jesus. Help us to be faithful Sunday school teachers. Help us to be faithful in our church services. Every time the doors are open, we're here. Help us to remain at the post and not go down. Thank you, Lord, for what you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.